We're going to kind of begin on the basic and test after begin with the Gemara, that another raya is from this the beards of the elderly people that becomes white, ikvinimehent kototaisis, which is the kingdom, their beard has samach lacenta, it's near their jaw, near lovin, chin, looks white. Almost we see it's taste coats with the Gemara, obviously, it goes in the bottom because you see by the roots it's getting white because the dye was only on. What was there, but now the new is coming from the bottom. And since the truth is in the mascara, the truth is from the previous case of the red dye. We could have proven it also that when the wool grows inside at that at the end of the wool, that as the Maharaj adds on the words, that's near the animal, that's not dyed anymore. So you don't have to bring from soft versus hard. You can bring it that it's white versus that dye. So obviously it's Maltachas Rabbi. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what do you do with the Braisa that speaks about that Shegechu list him, and they leave Kedilach of Rosh Likara, it's not Saisa. But if you say that it's Matachas Rabbi, so as Tais quotes from with the Gemara, Lista, the whole Sakadat Matachas Rabbi, we think, as we just established, that it goes to the bottom, Pirish. In other words, the Hachachim, we just proved the Matachas Rabbi goes to the bottom, and that's the case, Loi Nisha, Misar Shalayi, by Mishas Kibos Nazir, so then you're not left over here that group from the time of the Kibos Nazir, Kedilach of Rosh Likara, that you can bend it over. That's from the obviously the lower, obviously goes to the top. But it's just the that's remaining. Is that what you asked me before? So the Gemara says no. We're talking about where that the hair was cut after the malais, meaning b'yam lamed after the nazir was over on day 30. And the says quotes in Mani, and who is that? Rabbi Lazi don't call achem malais. And says wherever it's after it's finished, it's only going to demolish 7 days. Let's say imnit never becomes tummy. Because that Shiaza Gimel Mazayin until he sprays himself day 3, day 7, so you're going to have to wait 7 days. And the Chayinim Gechul B'yam Lam, it's the same thing as they cut his hair day 30, also says he's going to last 7 days. So Yochalik Aleich, Tikalach Has Nezer, Adach Hazem, because he cannot do the haircutting of Nezer until after 7 days. But then the Gemara asks, it says, it goes to my Tamar Drabalaza. It says, it's quite low, it's going on what we just said before. Claim, in other words, my Tamar Drabalaza, why is it going to be Gechul Acham Aleich, the Saga B'zayin, that when he cut his hair after Malais, on day 30, it's enough at 7 days. But in Gidl Sapach, I thought we established on the Manalev that your growth of hair, when you're doing the haircutting ceremony, has the growth of hair 30 days. So that says the Gemara, as Tais quotes, Yod Teglachas Tahara. We learn that the Teglachas of Tahara, in other words, the Stira, the demolishing Shalde Teglachas, there's still hair cutting, Shay Tahara, when he's Tahara, we learned that out, Mistira Baldi Tuma, from the demolishing that comes to Tuma, which is Mataglachas, just like the hair cutting, when you come to day 30. Mam, didn't you wait Zion 7 days, which will learn not anymore, as we established that Rabbi Lezah holds the Emloys. Kach Teglachas Tahara, so to the hair cutting of Tahara, meaning, what that means is Kishkahu, when they cut his hair, they shepherd, they look originally covered, they did not leave over the amount of hair that can be bent from the head to the root. That only need to have Zion 7 days with Suloya, not more than that. Now, and as Taisa quotes, it became the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan knew the Chol Zion, that 7 days, in a Sachas Gdel, and it only grows the amount that it could bend over to the roots. And therefore, in a Taisa Klum, says Taisa, therefore it doesn't demolish anything, because the Begidl just did a Zion, because in the growth of what takes 7 days of demolishing, and the gear says, Hina Gidl, that's the growth, Kim Kedei Lach, of the amount to bend it over. So here you don't have to have 7 days for a Zir Kani Shai, Shayi Besar Roy Shai, and the gear says, Kedei Lach, that you should have by the hair of his head to bend it over, because you have that amount. Now, if they went and cut it, say, after Malois, Veshai Begadei Lach, as we're saying, they let over, because the old thing is to have that amount to bend over, and if they left over that amount to bend over, in the sense, not demolishing. Avrat the Teglach is the Teglach place, but it says, yeah, for sure, if you cut his hair within Malois, within 30 days, oh, then say so, then it's going to demolish. As Rav Rashi says on Shleishim 30 days, because come on, like the Gemara learns later on, Nef Mem Dalam Alf. The time Gidl said, you have to have the growth of the hair. But when they cut his hair after the 30 days, Kibin Shalayi Lefenenu Gidl Sabiim Shleishim Harod Teklach Has Kedam Morgan. Since we had in front of us a growth of 30 days on day 30, which is fit to be do the hair cutting, as we said, but the rest of the biblically that was already enough. Me Zayin Yesh Leishish Lenam, but you should wait 7 days, and because the Yalfinu Teklach Has Tumah, we learn now from the hair cutting of Tumah that we said when it becomes Tumah in day 30. But they're not totally the same, because the husband talking, I'm designed there. The reason why you have to wait 7 days because leave kabbanas without, that's simply just because you have to bring it your kabbanas and tar, and you have to get sprayed from the paradigma after day 3 to 7. That's not to do with the hair cutting. And the gears takes the word stam. The chacham equated the demolishing of the hair cutting after malays. Let's steal stam to that of the serious, even though they're not really the same thing. To wait 7 days. Now, that's all according to Blazer. After Malay says, "Lam and Yem, he would demolish 30 days." Get me in the like we say, "I'm deaf to Zion and Alav." Ah, so Chanami, Yofin, called the Glachas, so they would learn out that old hair cutting of Tahara The lachem lois after lois listir as lamed. There'd also be just like by tumah. They would say here cutting it just like a blazer compares 7 and 7. They would say 30 and 30. Come by tumah like by tumah. Because the b'shas taglachas gives me to have at the time of the hair cutting gid l'sash lamayam a hair growth of 30 days. So when they cut his hair also after the 30 days, yes, lamayam should demolish 30 days. And we'll have a sag in the gears says b'mashashay because they love a brish l'kar. Wouldn't be enough that they left him off a growth of 7 days, which is their bend the tip to the root. Only if they left him what's fit to grow in 30 days. Ah, therefore, our Gemara is that saying it's 7 days is saying it's specifically according to b'liyaz. It says that we could have said according to Rabban also. How so? As the Gersim Ranchberg is, Beis Yom, Magim Yom, Acham Alois. For example, they cut it here not Acham Alois, meaning day 30, but 2 or 3 days after Alois. Oh, that there, the Maid Rabban, Rabban agree, the Nitma Begim Lamed Beis. That if it comes time on day 32, then it's Seisil Zion. Yeah, then it's only about 7 days. Can it be the like we explained this on the Ftazim Beis and Tazim Maslow, Saifim Maslow, Nitma? Now, more of us says, B'shem Yishlam, maybe what you could say is, and the gives some revenge, is the Ma'ri Khan, they were talking about Acham Alois, after Malays, Shehid Kaban, they already brought his cover, and so it's going to say an opposite angle of why it's like a Belez and not like Kaban. He already brought his carbon. Oh, the Indus is a club, it's actually not demolishing anything. Because Vedavka Belez, it's only according to Belez, so it's the opposite. The other first version says, yeah, it's only Belez, it holds 7, according to Rabban, it's 30. Now we're going to say, no, according to Rabban, you don't need anything. It's not such anything, and Belez requires 7. Because Vedavka Belez, Dabban Tekalach, but he holds the air cutting is critical to be mutter in the Isturi Naza. Shem Gehu list him, so if they bend his cut, it's here, Belez, but they didn't leave enough to bend over the hair. The Gersa says, Seisu Zayinyam, you're demolishing 7 days, to be able to do the hair cutting ceremony, and then to be able to bring your Kabans. Because the tekelach is ma'akev. Of the Rabban, I mean tekelach is achem lois le'ma'akev b'kund. Rabban would say that the hair cutting after the 30 days over is not ma'akev, not critical. Ain't the sechukum, it's not demolishing anything. And actually, mutar lishes yami anachas be kabbanis. You'll be permitted to drink wine right after being a kabbanis. So we need Rabban, but now it takes to clarify. So we need Rabban and not mitzvah tekelach is mitzvah. You're right. Although Rabban, you do need as a mitzvah the hair cutting ceremony. So Rambam says, and technically, you actually would have to wait 7 days. But and the Gemara says, miu lishna de'ina seisim mashma. But the wording of ainu seisim that sounds like. That if you didn't leave over, you would have to demolish. That there would be some issa from the power of Nazir in them, or you'd be forbidden to drink wine, or some other thing called the Kamatlai Chazav Gilach, as long as you didn't go ahead and do the haircut. But Rabban, there wouldn't be any issa, and therefore that's why this halacha is specifically according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Mishnah had said, if a Nazir cuts his hair, whatever, which way is going to be chayv. So the Gemara brings a Braisa, turn upon, when the Braisa says, quotes, Tar. I would only know that it's with a razor. As Tosis says, Dafka, meaning specifically Shalika, that he's going to get lashes. But how do I know if, as Tosis quotes, that it's going to be all these other things? So, Talishba Kolshu, as the Bible says, if you just tear even a minute amount, as Tosis says, Peshanovich Libitar, without a razor. Whether you ripped out the hair from its where it starts near the scalp, but it wasn't even like the way a razor works. Whether you didn't rip it out at all, he only cut a part of the hair. How do we know that that's forbidden? So the Raisa brings Tamalema. This is Rabbi Yechia. Learn the pasuk Kadosh Yigal Pera. It should be holy. It should grow the hair. It's a mitzvah sasei to grow the hair. Now you violate the pasuk. If you cut off any of it at all. Even if you didn't totally rip it out from its root. Now, but it says, if you ripped it out from its root, totally like the way a razor does, then it can laugh. Then there's negative prohibition, when anything that removes it, it can turn to a brice, like the other brice that teaches, that we're going to quote right after, because as Tosfos the Lipli, they're not disagreeing with each other. So, but the first time they preferred to say, the pasuk kodesh yigal pera, from there we learn out that there's a prohibition. As the Gersa adds on, even if you didn't totally rip it off from its root, because that's the mitzvah say. But you're right, the loisa is only going to be if you ripped it off from its root like a razor. That was Rabbi Yeshua. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yinsam. He says, no, ain b'chulu. No, it's not true. It's talish sifsif potter. If you went and just ripped it out, you're going to be potter. As Tosfos explains, ben kinami tosh mekar, whether you ripped it off from its roots, ben en tosh mekar, if you did not rip it off from its roots, in the you didn't violate it at all. Full kentar, even if it's something like a razor. El batar has to be only with a razor, b'lebishamavir, not other things that remove the hair. And mechay mashma sigil come on so to the sugi later on, the mouth marav over there, look over there, tells the maskal reishai, that l'reb liyaz, according to liyaz, noze in the chay b'shamavir. Yeah, noze is not liable for other things that remove the hair. So we have to say, the chad mahanach is lehachi, that one of these tanoim holekim, But all the other Tanaim, they said the Mechayev B'Shem B'Nei, you Allah B'Fad M'Vin. Okay, Benzin, the Sabbath, it's Rabbi Benzin. He's the one that holds like that Rabbi Yazar, that holds that it's only with a razor. Now, the question is, but how can you say Pater? But as Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, but it says that it should be holy, it should be growth of hair. Mashman sounds like the Isra, say me, it could be Mavirin, that there is a violation of Pazi commandment by using other things to remove the hair. Mashani, and the Gemara answers, as Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, the Chimik Alech Batar, Reishai, but no, actually, it's just telling you, when you cut your hair with a razor on your head, Lava, I say, a negative prohibition and a Pazi commandment. Abashalabitam, but without a razor? No, Gamkikilachakal, even cut off everything, like a love. Veloya said there's no negative prohibition, no positive commandment according to this opinion of Rabbi Yonzin is only going to be the violation with the razor. Now, the Gemara brought another brisa that it says tar. So I would only know with a razor. How do I know all these other ways of getting rid of the hair? Kol shu, as Tezer quotes, Pierce as Tezer explains, the Philosophy had even one hair. So Tezer quotes, the brisa, Tamil limit says the puzzle, Yabal Reishai. What's lo yaver? The rabbi is coming to include all things that remove the hair. Without shake entire, as long as it's like a razor, which mekogam mesharsh legamim totally rips it out from its source, from the root, and that's for the negative prohibition. And kind of just like we said for the first price of the positive commandment. Now, Tana must need namis really kaitana. Tana of Mishnah also I'll leave this like we quoted in before we started this Gemara. Now, Tana kaitana the Rabbi Yonason and Tana kaitana the Rabbi Yonason, they all hold like this halach. Now, the question then becomes, as Tezer quotes the Makash, as even the Rabbis quote the Rebbe, we can include everything, as Tezer says, after the Shabbat, even other things remove the hair. So the question is, Matam Alamitar, so why is the buzzer say razor? As Tezer says, wait a second, it's a wonder. Lema, why don't you say, Lashmin Kaintar, that's where you know the halacha, that has to be similar to a razor. If not, I would have thought, however you move the hair. So Maranjberg adds on the words, Vishal, what you could say is, no, Dimkin, that would be the case, Lichta, Vishal, said Mashchas, Vahul, should have said a destroyer, which is that characteristic. Why say tar and then say Kaintar? Oh, so that the Gemara says, because, as Tosafot quotes, "Lafish loy lamadnu teglachas achrein," because we didn't learn that the last hair cutting, shehibatar, that it has to be meaning when that when you're a nazir, you're not allowed to cut the hair. When you finish being nazir, you have to cut the hair. But no one ever told us when you do the final hair cutting, shehibatar, it should be with a razor. Now, as the Gemara says, "Lamdim mitzvah, learn from mitzvah, so that you cannot do shein lamnu kamochav alachmalav." You cannot learn now from which is lesser, from something more stringent to be stringent on the lesser thing. Which, as Tosafot points out, "Lekaman yalafinon." Later on, the Gemara is going to learn on the Memem and Beis, Meichem Pshitel Haitana, we were so obvious to Vestana, to Teglachas Mitzvah Matar, that the hair cutting of the Mitzvah, when he finishes, when he does his ceremony, is with the razor, but like Sittah Pefesh, there also doesn't even say explicitly. Why are we learning those from there? But be that as it may, as you can see in the next Taisa, which really belongs on the next Amid, that we can't learn it from Mitzvah, because Shein Don and Kamacham, we can't learn out something which is less than that which is more severe. Because as Taisa explains, Shem Mitzvah Gomer, Mitzvah is more severe, Shetan Teglachas Kalsar Gufi, his ceremony requires the hair cutting of all his body here. The Selig says the Pasuk Yikyadav, even Mishvi, it's going to be on the seventh day. Yigalech, it's called Sa'avle. He has to cut off all his hair, his head, his zakenai, his beard, etc. So Tam ben Nazar, how could you say this stringency should apply to Nazar Shuka, which is more or less? Shein the Sa'avle Yigalech L'Risha only has to cut off the hair on his head, because the seventh day Yigalech, like it says, it looks in the Pasuk. Maybe he wouldn't require the stringency of using specifically a razor. Lakach Siv, that's why it says Tali Avra that he should not have a razor. Meaning. Because the main in it's not teaching us regarding the prohibition of removing hair during his nazir, because the gear says the whole afilah b'chol mabir lakir. What do you mean? Even when all things removed, you're going to get lashes. For sure, razors. So why does it say a tar? To tell you, in teglachas, it's going to teach regarding the hair cutting of lemitzvah teglachas. Shall seven nazirus the mitzvah of the hair cutting, which is the end of nazirus. The end of the tar that's coming to tell us that that can only be with a razor.